This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:10. Oh, I wanted to ask you, is Scott Capurro calling in today?
Yes, 8 o'clock.
All right. Just to say Happy Valentine's Day, or does he have some?
It's his husband and him.
Oh, that's right. It's their 7th anniversary. They have a couple anniversaries, though, because they got married in England and in America, so I'm not sure which anniversary this is. But so that's coming up. Corey Rosen is coming in. He's going to recap the Oscars. We all filled out one of those Oscar ballots last week. I think I got a zero. I'm actually hoping that I've got none of them, because then that's an accomplishment in and of itself. I guessed wrong on every single one.
You didn't put Brad Pitt for supporting
actor?
What?
Don't remind me. I think I did. Maybe somehow I didn't. I think that might be the only one I got right, though. Did you get a bunch right?
I think I did, but I just feel like he's the sentimental fate. Like, everyone knows him. We've all seen a million of his movies, it felt like. And I loved his role.
Yeah.
But it's hard at some point. You just start going, well, Brad Pitt.
Yeah. I mean, and he hasn't won one.
Right.
Well, he won one for some kind of producer role or something on 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture, and his production company, I think, was behind that.
Plan B.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he's going to talk about the Oscars, but he's also going to give us the top 5 romantic comedies for Valentine's Day.
Oh, fantastic.
Of all time.
That's what I need.
Yeah, I know. Clearly you need that. We all do. That'd be fun this weekend. I think I'll try and watch a romantic comedy. Although on Valentine's Day itself, I'm going to go see Greg Proops. I'm super excited. And then all day today, nope, it's not Wednesday, so we're not doing that.
But tomorrow...
Tomorrow, Justin Bieber, Your Yummy Valentine. Listen on the fives every day between every hour between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Colin and I gets tickets to Justin Bieber at Levi's Stadium.
See you there.
Yeah, you'll be front and center.
I'm not just dreaming this time.
No,
I'm
no.
actually going. That's happening.
Yeah.
I'm bringing
my
kid.
Oh, my God. I told you all your dreams were going to come true.
Wow. I want to go to France and Disneyland and all that, but that's not likely.
That was a nice dream, though. You can do that.
But I am going to. Well, I can.
It's only $14,280.
I'm not bringing those kids anywhere, though. That's too much work.
Yeah. Plus, I say wait till they're a little older and they can appreciate the places that you take them.
I know. Well, we had that conversation the other day. That lady wrote in, oh, you can bring your kid. You can bring your kid.
Yeah. You have a great time with that.
I, on the other hand, don't want to be hated by everyone around me because I brought a kid to this thing.
What are your kids like? 4.5 years apart or something?
I don't know. 6 and 1.5, yes.
All right. So they're, I'm going to say when they're 7 and 12.
2.5. Oh, okay.
You
gotcha.
Know, that's when they'll be a good age to both. Well, you could go a little earlier than that.
5. You still remember stuff. Think
sure.
about the stuff you remember from your childhood. And I remembered more in my 20s than I do now.
Right.
And some of that
I know, it's slipping away.
Right, it blurs.
I know, it does blur.
Do I even remember that right?
Did that happen the way I think it did? Or you hear somebody else's version of it?
But that's the point of doing things for, you know, your youngster is you hope that they're going to remember it and you realize, oh, boy.
You know what, though?
It's really going to have to be traumatic for
them. We have the advantage of a phone with a camera in our hands at all times. Like, you know, our childhoods were not documented, even Bryn. You know, you probably have a lot more videotape than we do, but I mean, we had Super 8. That was it. And I think my dad had like slides or something. You know, once in a while he'd set up the projector and get that mammoth thing with the rotary top.
Yeah, we have pictures.
The carousel.
Our family trips were, speaking of traumatic, were always.
Well, you were on them.
They had to. Well,
they
listen,
were a horror show
and
for
Jan
everyone
Jan was
involved.
No easier than I was. It was a terrible
twosome. Two little nightmares.
But there are pictures of us, like, on a trip in Monterey. We're on some hook, like a...
A hook?
I don't know. What do they call those things? An anchor. A giant anchor.
Oh.
We're both miserable. Like, you can see in our face, we've just been reprimanded and yelled at
get
and told
the anger.
To get you guys.
And look like you're having a good time.
Another one is a picture of me. I won't touch my brother. So my arm is around him, but it's 5 inches from his actual skin.
Hovering.
And you can see it in the picture.
Take the picture, Vince.
I'm looking at it going, oh,
no. You guys must have been such a delight.
That is.
No wonder
our
she
family.
Loves Nikki so much.
Right.
He was such a good boy.
Much easier. Anyway, where were you?
I wasn't anywhere. Do I have a sponsor? I don't. Tomorrow is Justin Bieber Day. I think that's where I was. Today is World Radio Day.
Uh-huh. Oh.
The end.
Okay.
I don't know why. What happens on World Radio
Every
Day?
Every day is radio day for me.
I know, me too. Even days I'm not on the radio, it's
thinking about
all
it,
I ever
fretting
think about.
Over it.
Does it say anything more about it? Are people supposed to like try to tune into an actual radio today as opposed to streaming us on radio.com? Don't do it. Keep the stream going. I'm just trying to figure
no,
out.
No, it's just a day that they celebrate radio.
Yay, radio. World Radio Day. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. 23 days until daylight saving time starts. I can't wait.
Yep.
It's already starting to get like, what? What happened?
I don't know. Your throat just like,
I can't wait.
It squeaked in a weird way. You hit a very strange flat tire sound.
Oh, I was leaking air.
That's what it sounded like.
I can't wait until daylight savings time. You know, I think it's light until like maybe 5:30, quarter to 6 now. All of a sudden, it's going to be closer to 7. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I love long days. I love
them. I don't. I'm leaving the worst part of the year. My favorite part of the year, I'm leaving and I'm just looking at right out in front of me is my least favorite part of the year. Ugh. Spring and summer.
Oh my God. That's what I live for, spring and summer.
What?
Live for it.
Oh God.
Live for it. And let's see, the series premiere of Love is Blind on Netflix tonight. I guess it is tonight. This is just, I just think this is so, like, please stop with the dating shows. Like, these dating shows.
There's clearly a market for it.
They're, you know, obviously, but they just each try to tweak the formula their own way. Like, you ever see that, like, Married at First Sight?
Yeah, or Christina records that.
Yeah,
there's a ton of those things being recorded on my TV, and I look at them and go, I don't.
Does she watch them?
She doesn't talk to me about it.
Oh.
She's got many hours after I go to bed to do whatever she wants.
Right.
And I'm assuming some of it's that.
Right. Maybe so it's just TV to fall asleep to.
She watches all that HGTV stuff and these weird dating shows and.
So this one is called Love is Blind, and here's how it works. Nick Lachey hosts a social experiment reality show with his wife, Vanessa. I can't remember what her name used to be.
Paradis?
No, that's Johnny Depp's ex.
Johnny. Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She was a correspondent.
Manolo.
Yes. Vanessa Milano.
Manolo.
She was on Entertainment Tonight for a little while. That's the only reason I know her. But anyway, he's married to her, and they're hosting this. It's a group of people go on dates but don't ever get to see their partners until after they're engaged to be married. So they go on these dates without being able to see each other. I guess they can talk as much as they want and sext each other. I don't know what they're doing off camera, or, you know, but their love is blind. So you hang out with this person, you like this person, you decide, I'm going to marry this person, you get engaged to this person, and then whoosh, they pull off the blinder.
All right.
Sounds like a disaster waiting to happen, but all right. And then Star Trek Picard is on tonight. I love that show.
Win money off of this if they end up together and married? Or,
oh.
You know?
I don't know.
Or they just find the love of their lives.
Isn't that reward enough? Brand.
I don't know. I figure if there's money involved, then they're just going to go ahead and marry whoever they can. And who cares if it works out because you both won $1 million.
Maybe they pay for your wedding or something. That's so you just got to go through with the wedding. Well, I don't know what it is. I mean, I just read you the synopsis. What, you think I know all the details about these reality shows? Here's what I do know about. Real estate.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you buy?
I didn't buy anything. Jeff Bezos bought something, though.
Oh.
He has just set the record for a home, a single-family home sale in L.A. He bought the David Geffen estate. $165 million. And by
Where
the way...
Did Geffen die?
I think David Geffen died. Did he die?
Well, I mean,
maybe not.
His house is gone.
Maybe he downsized.
Is David Geffen? Well,
find out if David Geffen is.
What would you do that for?
What's that?
Why would you do that?
He's
downsized.
He's 76.
Oh,
he's alive.
Well, he found someplace else that he wants to live at. Maybe he didn't want to maintain this place. This place is beyond ridiculous. Like, here's the thing: even if you could afford a $165 million place and it didn't completely dry the well of where your money comes from,
right?
Every year, that's got to be $3 or $4 million to support that place. That it's 9 acres and it has a golf course, so. That alone, you know, groundskeepers and housekeepers. I'm sure there's chefs and people who have to go around and flush all the 1,000 toilets every day just to make sure that that doesn't clog up. Like, it's a thing. And he's got a bunch of he's doing what I would do if I had $100 billion, buy all the houses. They're calling him the new king of real estate. Oh, and here's the other thing. All the real estate agents in LA are super bummed, especially whoever might have had this listing, because he did this whole thing without agents, apparently. He just went in and said, I got a check. Can I have this? And they said, yes. And, he probably had a lawyer drop whatever paperwork needed to happen and didn't pay a commission, or the Geffen estate didn't pay a commission.
You know what I read just the other day?
What's that?
Maybe this was last week, but that he'd been unloading Amazon stock at a questionable rate. Maybe he was working up,
getting up
cash,
the cash
to buy this home.
Here's the thing. Here's another thing, right? So $165 million is what he spent on this place. He also just bought a big chunk of land in LA. Let's see. I want to say he paid, $90 million for an undeveloped plot of land in L.A., and then he dropped another $80 million for 3 apartments in New York City, which total more than 17,000 square feet. So this is just in this past year.
Wow.
That's $330,000-something worth of real estate. If you earned $100,000 a year, and you could attain, so that took 3% of what he earned last year, just what he earned last year. 3% is $300,000. That's like if you made $100,000 last year and you spent $3,000 buying 3 magnificent properties.
Let me ask you.
It's zero. These houses are
free. I know.
Free.
It means nothing to him. So that's the question is it wrong?
It's not wrong. The question is, will it make him happy? Like when you have that kind of money and nothing is unattainable, you can do whatever you want, including go to space. The guy wants to go to space, which I am fully down with. Like, what else is there?
But,
like, do you feel yourself empty inside? Are you hollow?
Why would he be?
Yeah. I hope he isn't.
This is my thought. Here's a dude who had a dream, and he has shot so far past what he probably had any right to hope for that, of course, he's happy. Why wouldn't he be?
Because people are complicated, and money, it doesn't necessarily make you happy. And even when you think
But success...
Sure.
...in business... On a venture that you did by yourself.
Listen, I hope he's happy.
And all the people around him, forget about now. I mean, there's a ton of people who are so far removed from. But early on, there were probably a lot of people who said, I believe in you. I'm with you. I will help you.
Yeah, his first wife was
whatever
one of them.
Level on this Amazon dream.
Right.
And those people are rich beyond.
They're
gratitude,
all rich.
They must see him and hug his leg.
Well, I hope he's happy. I do.
Because let me get down here and hug your leg.
I think it's a tragedy when people who, from the outward appearances, seem to have it all. And then you find out that they're, climbing into the bottom of a bottle every night and weeping themselves to sleep. Like, I don't want to hear that. I want people to be happy. It's like when really hit me. Remember, like, a few years back, Owen Wilson, attempted suicide.
Yes.
That bummed me out so hard. I'm like, there's a guy who's got everything. Everything.
I'm glad they were able to brush that away. And I don't know what he was. I know that I should say, that there was drug addiction. And
right.
And that frustration's real. I have that, too. Like, trying to quit drinking and then not being able to. It's soul crushing. You just find yourself going,
Who's in control of this life? Right.
Like, I locked myself in my house at 6 p.m. with everything that I would need so I wouldn't go out and drink. buy drinks because I didn't even go out to drink. I drank in the house. But and then somehow by 9 o'clock, I'm back in the house with a bottle. How did this happen? You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's soul crushing. So I'm assuming that might be. But to cut your wrist, like.
I know.
Yeah, that's, I'm thinking it's either that or some kind of mental.
And it's funny because that was when I really sort of reevaluated how I felt about, you know, making all the money or, you know, being rich and famous and successful. Like, I mean, not that I didn't know that that could happen to people, but like thinking about Owen Wilson, who was, you know, he just seems so fun. He's such a funny guy. He's good looking.
He seems breezy.
He seems breezy. And to think that, you know, with everything that he had, that's where he was at mentally. Like, I really hope Jeff Bezos is happy. But it made me think to myself, if you had all the money in the world, you can have anything you want in excess. What is left to work for? What is left to strive for? What is, you know, unless you can somehow take it down to the very basic things, and it's all about human relationships. It's about the relationships we have with other people or our pets. Sure.
Well,
have your pets.
I don't know what to say about his situation. As I read, he's with that lady.
Yeah.
And he's Lauren. Embroiled in a lawsuit with that lady's brother.
He should just pay her off and pay the thing off. He's got all the money in the world. Pay it off. Make that go away. Make your problems go away.
You can't be in a lawsuit with your chick's brother, though.
What was the deal?
I don't remember. I don't know, actually. I can't say
I
ever
remember
did.
What that was. What is her name?
It's ongoing. It's going on right now.
Yeah.
Well, she's a is she Sanchez?
Sanchez. That's it.
Well, her brother and Bezos are in a lawsuit, and yeah. I don't know what it's. But that's not good for a relationship.
No.
Hard enough.
I hope that they can be happy. I you know, I really do wish them happiness. It would be a real shame if a guy had enough money to drop $165 million on the David Geffen estate and then was also a miserable bastard.
Happy.
I hope so.
And he's liking it.
I hope so. I'm with you. I think that would be great. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, the jobs most single people do.
Oh. And the jobs most single people do.
Yeah, it's an interesting little survey they did that I thought the jobs with the most single people over 40.
Oh.
Is the exact wording of our next.
Where spinsters lined up? Is that what you're.
I don't think so. I think it's single people who decided.
I'm single, and that's that.
I like it.
Okay.
I do me. That's who I do.
All right. Well, we'll do that after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.